if tomorrow felt lighter than today? That's exactly why I built you an app. I had the rare opportunity to build something I have wanted for years, a responsive app that uses 7 therapy modalities and the wisdom of the experts I lean on to help people feel better every single day. The Everyday Calm app is not random tips, is not mood tracking. It is a real daily practice that changes with you. You wake up overwhelmed, it gives you clarity work. You feel tense, it gives you grounding. You're stuck in comparison or rumination, it helps you make the shift. It adjusts, it responds, and it teaches the same tools that actually work in real life. If you want your days to feel calmer and more intentional, try the Everyday Calm app. You can go to studio.com/Rebecca to get it today. In today's mini session, you'll discover why your mental health needs maintenance and how tiny daily actions can absolutely and completely change your brain. Welcome to Takeout Therapy Mini Session, a short episode to help empathic high achievers who are done with overworking, overthinking, and overwhelm. I'm Rebecca Hunter, an anxiety expert and therapist, here to help you calm your mind, reset your focus, and actually feel better. If you're ready to bring more presence and self-compassion into your week, you're in the right place. Find more tools and learn how to work with me anytime at takeouttherapy.com. Hello, friend. I'm so happy you stopped in for this super quick episode. Today, I just want to talk generally about mental health maintenance because I've been noticing lately in my consultations that people treat mental health like an emergency situation. We only really reach out when the shit hits the fan. We only pause when we're overwhelmed, when we're having a meltdown, when we get sick, when we're freaking exhausted, or just completely burned out. And I'll cop to it. I kind of am like this in my own life, so no judgment. But big-hearted people especially, you know, the ones holding everything together, you might relate to this a little bit. Yeah, big-hearted people tend to wait until their tank is completely empty before reaching out or asking for help or really just doing anything for themselves in order to regroup and refill. When we live like this, it leaves you constantly swinging between, oh, I think I might be okay, I can do this on my own, and basically, I'm going to lose my freaking mind. I can't take one more thing. And when we live like this, the stress level that we experience gets very spiky. And our ability to continue to recover from those spikes, both mentally, emotionally, and yeah, physiologically as well, it is really slow. So it's like, the hard times start lasting a little bit longer than the time before. And to get back down to a normal base of operations, a low stress place, that becomes really difficult because your brain and your body get stuck in the patterns that it has learned through months or years or forever of being tense or reactive or feeling rushed and like everything's really urgent. What I tend to hear from people and what we work on together is that, you know, we all kind of want to feel calmer. I do this big thing when people first come in about your baseline. Your baseline of stress is incredibly important because, of course, what you want for the health of your mind and body is steadiness. You want a brain that doesn't wig out at every bump in the road. Because, whew, boy, life is bumpy, isn't it? And you don't get that through working backwards, through like going from crisis hoping for solution. You get it by training your brain a little bit every single day. Your brain is exactly like your houseplants, friend. If you only water them when the leaves start turning brown, it's already too late, as I found out earlier this week. So here's a little strategy that you can give some thought to, and then let's talk more about it in my next episode on Friday. Consistency wins every single time, meaning one small action a day for the benefit of your mental health will change your baseline, will help you lower your stress level. The brain learns through consistency. So what really works the best is just to be consistent. And it doesn't actually have to be anything big. It can be a tiny little action on behalf of you lowering your stress level. The brain wires through repetition. So you want to think that one through. In all the areas of your life where you're not getting the results you're looking for, figure out if you're repeating the same types of actions or if you're all over the map, right? Because some people like try breathing and then they hop over and go with meditation. And then they're like, let me go and talk this out with somebody. And then they go over here and they do this other thing. And it's like, whoa, the brain actually can't learn that way. We need to do the same thing consistently. Daily inputs equal better mental health, basically. If we do grounding, we practice awareness, we live with intention, these things done regularly will literally change your stress pattern. So I just wanted to kind of put that in your head today so that you could look at your life this week and be like, okay, where are the places that I'd like to get some change or some improvement going? And what are tiny, consistent actions that I can do every day? And what would that look like? And then maybe I can help you out a little bit because on Friday, I'm going to come back and I'll do my full, probably about 15, 20 minute episode. And I'm going to give you the process that I use in my work with people and that I try to use in my own life. I'm going to give you the exact steps that you can use to maintain or rebuild your mental health from the ground up. Because actually, it's pretty simple when we put it this way, isn't it? And this is how it works. Maybe you can get started today, and then we'll meet back up on Friday, and I'll give you a little bit more information. If you want to jump in on a daily process to do some work with me where you start rebuilding your mental health from the ground up, you know, I built an app, right? So go check it out and see if you feel like it'd be a good fit for you. It's actually garnering some really good reviews, which I'm super stoked about. You can look it up at studio.com/Rebecca. Okay, I'll see you for more on Friday. Thanks so much for spending your time with me today. I really appreciate you being here and doing this work. And as always, while Takeout Therapy is a great educational resource, get the level of support that you need for your situation. Head to takeouttherapy.com to check out my resources and find out how to work with me. Until next time, take really good care of yourself. If life feels like a lot right now, as it is for a lot of people, you're not imagining it, and you don't have to figure it out alone either. I built the Everyday Calm app because I wanted people to have real support in the moments that actually matter. Those hard mornings, the completely overloaded afternoons, those nights when your thoughts won't settle. Inside the app, you get the same tools I've taught for years in the therapy office, drawn from 7 evidence-based approaches and the teachers who shaped my work. And the best part is, it adapts to your life. If you're anxious, it gives you calming tools. If you feel scattered, it brings you right back to center. If you're spiraling, it helps you shift your thinking. The Everyday Calm app is the closest thing to having me in your pocket. You can get it at studio.com/Rebecca.